在侍奉的工作上啊，主耶稣是我们最好的榜样。
Lord Jesus is our best role model when it comes to servitude.
尤其啊，在马可福音里头的记载啊，更是啊一个很好学习的一个经典。
This is especially true from the recordings in the book of Mark.
所以啊，马可福音啊，我们常常就是啊说它是那个。耶稣以仆人的啊，以耶稣是仆人的这个角度啊，来做啊做这个马可福音的描写。
And we often describe the book of Mark as a portrayal of Jesus serving as a servant.
啊，所以我们来学习从马可福音来学习主耶稣的侍奉。
So from the book of Mark, we can learn how Lord Jesus served.
啊，第一个啊，主耶稣的侍奉呢，它是有目标、有目的的。
First, we see that there is a purpose of serving.
我们请看马可福音第十章。
Turn to Mark chapter 10.
马可福音十章四十五节。
Mark 10 verse 45. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
这里说主耶稣来到世界上啊，他不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
Lord Jesus came to this world not to serve but to be served, not to be served but to serve.
啊，他有一个最后最重要的目标啊，就是舍命做多人的赎价。
And he has an ultimate goal, which is to give his life for the ransom of many.
啊，所以在主耶稣的传道旅程当中啊，他一直把握住啊这一个。目标啊，这个目的。
And throughout Lord Jesus' ministry, he held on, he held fast to this purpose and the goal of serving.
啊，我们在每一项这个被教会啊指派的工作上面啊，也都能够有很清楚的我们的目标，我们的目的是什么。
It's important that we realize what our objective is and our purpose for serving Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们把握住我们的目标，那我们很多的事情，我们就可以去分它的轻重。
Once we can seize on to our goal, then we can evaluate whether something is important or unimportant.
我们也可以分清楚每一件事情啊，它是可以比较慢，还是要赶快的去做。
We can also differentiate the priority of different matters.
当主耶稣行神迹的时候，啊，很多人看到，很多人惊讶，很多人感谢赞美。
When Lord Jesus performed his miracles, a lot of people were in awe and gave praises.
以今天来讲，当主耶稣行神迹，他能够得到很多的掌声。
If Lord Jesus were to perform miracles today, he would receive many applause.
啊，也真的行。神迹对很多人来讲是很大的恩典，也很重要。
The performing of miracles is very important for a lot of people, and it's quite wondrous.
啊，但是主耶稣来到世界上，主要的目标啊是来完成救恩，来救完成救赎的工作。
But the main goal for Lord Jesus' ministry in this world is to fulfill the mission of salvation.
我们请看马可福音一章三十八节。
To Mark 1 verse 38.Jesus replied, Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also. That is why I have come.
啊，这里很多人在找主耶稣。
A lot of people were seeking out Lord Jesus.
啊，因为他们从主耶稣那里看到能力，得到恩典。
Because they receive a lot of healing and wondrous power.
啊，如果可以的话，他们似乎想把主耶稣就留，把他留住。
And if it were possible, they would have retained Lord Jesus in their vicinity.
啊，但是主耶稣说，我也要往别的地方去，好在那里传道。
Lord Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also."
啊，一般来讲，我们侍奉的目标啊，应该都很清楚。
Ordinarily speaking, most of us are clearly aware of the goal of our servitude.
啊，第二个啊，我们从主耶稣身上来看到。这个做侍奉啊，要有一些的准备预备。
Secondly, is we need to prepare ourselves just as Lord Jesus did.
主耶稣来到世界上，他很多的事情都是很刻意的做出来，为了让我们去思想，给我们留下榜样。
Many of the things that Lord Jesus did, he did it, did so intentionally in order to leave behind a role model for us.
哦，对神来讲，他应该没有什么需要去预备的，他马上可以做。
And so for God, he doesn't need to prepare himself.
啊，但是主耶稣的一生，啊，我们实在可以看到很多这个预备的工作。
But we see that throughout his life of ministry, he had made much preparations.
啊，首先有施洗约翰，啊，来为他的工作来做准备。
First, there was John the Baptist to prepare the way.
啊，主耶稣一直等到大约30岁，他才开始出来传福音。
And Lord Jesus began his ministry when he was about 30 years old.
啊，所以很多的事情让我们知道今天。啊，我们所做的事前的这些准备啊，它是必须的，它也是有意义的。
So in the many examples that he left for us, we realize that preparations are necessary and they are meaningful.
哦，这就是为什么我们在侍奉的工作上面啊，我们要常常不断的灵修自己，接受训练。
This is why we have to continuously have spiritual cultivation and be trained when it comes to servitude.
啊，有更多的准备。啊，让我们在做的当中能够更有更多的自信。
Once we have more preparation, we will be more confident in taking on the task.
啊，侍奉就是要让教会得到造就。
To serve is to glorify the church.
啊，有更多的准备啊，能够让更多的人真正得到造就。
More preparation will mean more people will be edified.
啊，再来从马可福音里头，我们看到主耶稣他侍奉的态度。
From the book of Mark, we also see the spirit of servitude.
我们请看马可福音第八章。
To Mark 8.
马可福音八章34节。
Mark 8, verse 34. Then he called the crowd to him, along with his disciples, and said, If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
那这一节经节里头的一些观念啊，昨天杨传道也跟我们分享了。
Pastor Liang has discussed about the concept in this verse.
哦，在教会里头的侍奉啊，我们是神的仆人。
While we serve in the church, we are the servants of God.
啊，那但是常常弟兄姐妹可能也会把我们当成是他的仆人。
And oftentimes the members will also regard us as the servants of God.
哦，神的仆人跟人的仆人，这个应该是不一样。
There is a distinction between the servants of man and servants of God.
哦，但是常常人也会把我们看成是他的仆人。
But oftentimes people will also mistake us as their servant.
哦，那在这种情形下，那可能就是啊，你为了造就全体啊，你必须这样子来认定，哦，我是你们的仆人。
So in order to edify the entire body, we have to put ourselves in a place of serving others.
哦，但是在这个过程里头啊，能够帮助我们真的成为神的仆人。
But through this process, we are able to fine-tune ourselves to become the servants of God.
哦，这个有一点违反我们的人性。
This is rather contrary to human nature.
哦，人性的倾向是要在人之上。
Because human nature dictates that we want to be superior to others.
哦，每一个人的努力就是要往上爬。
Because each person's endeavor to climb higher.
啊，但是在侍奉的工作里头，有一些时候呢，看起来是违反人性的。
While we serve the Lord, there are things that will go contrary to human nature.
啊，这可能就成为我们的十字架。
And this could very well become our personal cross.
啊，但是有这样的努力啊，让我们成为一个神真的仆人。
But with this kind of endeavor and effort, we are able to truly become the servants of God.
啊，我们看第九章。
Turn to chapter 9.
第九章36节。
Chapter 9, verse 36.
啊，35节。
And 35. Sitting down, Lord Jesus called the 12 and said, If anyone wants to be first, he must be the very last and the servant of all.
啊，这个是啊，主耶稣他教导我们啊，侍奉的态度。
This is the proper servitude that Lord Jesus taught us.
啊，我们当我们担当一个 一个职责的时候，那有些人会对待我们好像你就是领导。
When we take on a certain responsibility, other people regard us as a leadership.
其实这是一种对我们工作的一种敬重，这种态度其实是好的，是对的。
This kind of attitude is right and proper because it shows respect.
教会付给你这样的职责，其他的人就尊重你的职责。
When the church has assigned you to certain responsibilities and given you certain title, and other people regard you in that way.
但是对我们本身来讲，我们还是要一直提醒自己，我们是来帮助、来服侍弟兄姐妹。
But for ourselves, we need to remind ourselves we are merely here to help and to edify the brothers and sisters.
其实如果能够这样，这是一个理想的情况。这是一个应该是应该有的一个理想的情况。
This is the most ideal and necessary condition for us.
一个被交代工作的人，他能够得到其他人的尊重。
A person who's been entrusted a certain work is respected by others.
那这个担当责任的人他能够以这个服侍众人的心态来做事情。
And the person tasked with the responsibility will serve with the attitude of serving the public.
所以从我们做起。
So we should begin with ourselves.
有弟兄姐妹被分派的某一个职责，我们要尊重他的这个职责。
When a certain member is tasked with certain responsibility, we have to respect them in that way.
我们越尊重对方。对方一定会更努力的来服侍大家。
The more we respect the other person, and the more that individual will be more willing to serve the public.
那我们再来看到主耶稣他侍奉的方法。
And let's look at the manners in which Lord Jesus served.
第一个就是传福音。
First is to preach the gospel.
因为我已经讲过这是主耶稣他来到这个世界上一个主要的目的之一。
We mentioned this is one of the primary reasons why Lord Jesus came to this world and began his ministry.
以我们今天来讲，这就是一个最属灵的工作。
And for us today, it is a most spiritual task.
但是主耶稣并没有忽略了其他在时间空间里头的事情。
But Lord Jesus did not neglect all the other responsibilities that's within his realm.
人是活在很实在的时间空间里头。
All of us live within a very well-defined time and place.
所以在时空里头，物质它是实在的。
So within this confined time and space, material things is very realistic.
所以在侍奉当中，我们没有办法完全的去摆脱物质的这个层面。
So while we serve, it's impossible to completely remove ourselves from the material concerns.
这就是为什么主耶稣他医病赶鬼。
This is why Lord Jesus healed the sick and cast out demons.
这就是为什么主耶稣他也总是很努力的在帮助那些需要的人。
This is why Lord Jesus always worked very hard to help those who were needy.
所以教会不是一个慈善机构。
Church is not a charitable organization.
但是教会对关心人、帮助人的这个层面，也不能够如果以水来讲，连这个脚掌都没有淹到。
But when it comes to charity, a church cannot be completely without any kind of charitable works.
这个传福音救灵魂，这个是主要的目标。
To preach the gospel and save souls should be considered first and top priority.
但是我们是活在时空里头。
But since we are confined within time and space.
所以我们也是要很认真的、努力的为人代祷，求主耶稣他的能力、他的恩典彰显在我们的当中。
Therefore, we have to work very hard and pray for others.In order that the power of Lord Jesus will be manifested amongst us.
我们也常常去留意着在我们的周遭里头那些有需要在任何层面需要帮助的人。
And we should be very vigilant to the needs of the people around us.
我们请看马可福音 第六章。
Turn to Mark chapter 6.
马可福音六章四十一节。
Mark 6 verse 41. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to set before the people.
主耶稣已经讲了非常美好的信息给这所有的众人。
After Lord Jesus delivered a wonderful message to the masses,
他们的灵性已经得到饱足。
Spiritually, they were satisfied.
但是主耶稣也想到他们的肉体是饥饿的。
Lord Jesus also concerned about the hunger of their spirit.
所以主耶稣也要让他们的肉体的肚子也能够得到饱足。
And so, but he also concerned that their physical stomach should be satisfied.
灵性属灵是最重要的，这个是绝对的正确。
And it's absolutely correct that spiritual matters are top priority.
但是我们也不忽略了物质的这一个层面。
We do not neglect or overlook the physical aspect.
而且这两个层面它会互相有关系的。
Because these two factors are interrelated.
有时候借着物质的这一个层面的关怀，也让我们达到我们所要更重要的那个灵性的那个在属灵方面的的这个成就。
Because when we practice addressing the other people's physical needs, we can also reach their spiritual needs.
就好像我们常常提到，一个人还没有看到主耶稣，还没有得到主耶稣的爱，他要先看到我们，看到我们的爱。
Just as I often mention, before people can detect the love of Christ, they want to see the love of Christ with the love from us first.
所以主耶稣在他服侍的工作里头他也会来帮助人，来克服一些挫折，解决一些的纷争。
So while Lord Jesus was carrying out his ministry, he also addressed people's physical needs, their conflicts and whatnot.
有时候是在我们彼此我们同工当中我们要关心同工之间的一些挫折或者彼此之间的一些不和睦的事情。
As we serve, we should help to become the peacemaker when there is conflict between our co-workers.
因为在教会里头的服事它也是一种团队的服事。
The serving within the church is also a service by a group.
别人的软弱我们应该去担待。
We should be tolerant and the understanding of other people's weaknesses.
别人的挫折我们要帮忙他去克服。
We have to help other people overcome their frustrations.
我们也会有挫折的时候。
Because we too will experience frustrations.
当我们挫折的时候，别人会也可以来帮助我们。
And when we are in a deep funk, other people can also come to our aid.
只要有人的地方，就会有人的问题，人事上的问题。
Wherever people exist, there will be human frictions.
那我们一个圣工人员我们不是只是做我们会内的工作，这人世间这个人与人之间的这个事情也是我们服事的项目之一。
So as we serve God, we should also pay attention to interpersonal matters.
比如说在马可福音第九章。
For instance, Mark chapter 9.
马可福音九章十四节。
Mark 9 verse 14. When they came to the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them, and the teachers of the law arguing with them.
在这里，耶稣的门徒他们遇到了挫折。
The disciples of Christ encountered some sort of frustration.
他们想要做的事情，他们做不出，他们做不到。
They were unable to carry out what they desired to do.
所以主耶稣来关心他们，来帮他们解决这个难题。
Therefore, Lord Jesus came to their aid to resolve their matter.
在三十三节到三十七节，九章三十三节到三十七节，这提到门徒之间他们有一些争论的事情。
In chapter 9, verse 33 to 37, records a conflict amongst the disciples.
啊，所以主耶稣知道了，啊，主耶稣介入，啊，主耶稣来排解他们之间的这个纷争。
Lord Jesus became aware of it and came to resolve this conflict.
啊，如果纷争能够得到，啊，这种不愉快的事情，啊，能够得到一个很好的处理，啊，那对圣公有帮助，对弟兄姐妹之间也有很大的造就。
If a conflict can be well resolved to a smooth conclusion, and then will benefit the workers as well as the entire congregation as a whole.
哦，所以这个也是侍奉的项目之一。
And this is one of the items we need to serve.
哦，所以我们下午也有这样的一堂课。
So we have a conflict resolution in the afternoon.
啊，再来主耶稣啊，他会去回应啊那些对道理、对真理啊反对的人。
And Lord Jesus responds to those who oppose the gospel.
啊，尤其是在马可福音里头多次的提到，有人在啊谈到这个有关安息日的啊如何守安息日的事情。
And in Mark it records other people were arguing about how to keep the Sabbath.
哦，我们一个圣工人员哈，我们的工作之一啊，就是要维护啊，维护这个真理。
As a sacred worker, it's our responsibility to uphold the truth.
哦，我们要去回应啊这种不对的啊不对的言论。
And we have to respond to the wrong truth.
哦，那当然在不同的情形之下，我们所用的语气啊或者是方法可能不太一样。
And we may respond in different tones.
哦，但是这个也是一个圣工人员他应该做的事情之一。
But this also falls in our alley as a sacred worker.
啊，虽然主耶稣他是不用在侍奉上他不用得到奖赏。
Even though Lord Jesus wasn't seeking for any reward when he served.
啊，但是马可福音里头啊也跟我们提到一个侍奉的人他所要得到的奖赏。
The Gospel of Mark also tells us that once we serve, we will be rewarded.
哦，所以我们一个在侍奉的人，啊，我们不是为了奖赏，但是神一定不会亏待我们，一定会有奖赏。
We need to understand we serve not to seek out rewards, but those who serve will definitely be rewarded.
哦，我们因为神的爱，我们来侍奉。
We serve because of the love of Christ.
哦，照理说这是理所当然的。
And this is something that's very natural.
哦，但是神就是这么好。
But God is so wondrous.
他不会白白得我们，不会白白的让我们来侍奉。
He will not let us labor in vain.
哦，所以有两个结论。
There are two conclusions we can draw.
啊，第一个，从主耶稣的模范里头啊，让我们去体会啊，爱不是只是在嘴巴上。
From Lord Jesus' example, we learn how not to love merely in lips, but also in deeds.
啊，这也是人性的一个很大的啊很大的软弱。
Because this is a reflection of a human great weakness.
哦，我们可以说的话可以有一迈那么远啊，我们所做的啊可能只有几个亚。
We can talk a mile, but we maybe only walk a few steps.
那第二个啊，主耶稣的榜样啊，让我们要啊总是记得哦，我们谦卑。像小孩子那么样的啊，很真诚的，很纯洁的啊，来做侍奉。
We have to take a page from Lord Jesus' examples that he taught his disciples to be humble and innocent, just like little children.
啊，在侍奉的当中啊，有时候会有人错误的来对待我们。
While we serve, other people may mistreat us because of a misunderstanding.
啊，就像主耶稣，他的侍奉是这么的完全，但是还是有人错误的对待他。
Just like Lord Jesus' servitude was so perfect, and yet people mistook him for otherwise.
哦，所以我们想到这样子啊，我们就可以不气馁啊，继续的为了爱主耶稣，我们来侍奉。
So when we reflect on this, we will no longer be frustrated or disappointed, and continue in our servitude.
啊，为了让我们真的越来越像主耶稣啊，我们仍然很愿意的、很乐意的。努力的来侍奉。
And in order to become more and more like Lord Jesus, we continue to serve with gladness.
我们一起到前面来祷告。
Let's come forward and pray.